Okay, that last little mini episode seemed to work pretty well. I did hear the heater in the background, which is annoying, but I guess that can't be helped. Let me just put this here on a better stand so I can be heard better. It is freezing in here. It's almost actually February. So anyway, it's pretty damn cold in here. I was talking about my TikTok channel. You can find me on TikTok at VA7Synth. And I've been uploading tons and tons of chord progression videos, mostly because it's a good way to fill in the time. And I'm just going through some of them now to revisit this podcast. Here's one chord progression that's kind of interesting. I'll say the chords first. It's C, then it's C6, then it's C major 9, then back to C, then a walk down to A minor 7, and then we're going to go to D add 9 add 11, and then to D9, and then G7, and then to C. So it's a good little finger workout. So here are the first 1, 2, 3, 4 chords. You just do a cowboy chord for the C. Then you do C6, which is basically, I like to think of it as an A minor, but then you stick your pinky on that low C. And so the switching between those two is kind of challenging, actually. And then even more challenging, going to the C major 9, which is a bit of a workout. So a really pretty sounding chord. So this one, if you see the channel, you can see the video where I'm playing this chord progression. So the notes, you play the four middle strings, so it's C, E, B, and D, right? So that would be your first finger, second finger, pinky, and then middle finger in order. And then back to C. Okay, then after the C, you do walk down to A minor 7. And then you shift up to the D add 9 add 11, which is basically just a C shape, the cowboy shape, but you slide it up. It's got that G ringing, which is the 11th. It's a nice sound. And then you put your pinky down on the, what is that, the G string. And that becomes a D9. And then after the D9, we go back to G7. And then I didn't write it in the video, but I like to go to the G7 plus 5. Do you know this position? So it's a thumb over position. So you stick your thumb on the third fret. Then you have like a triangle shape on the D string, the G string, and the B string. So those notes would be F, B, and D. And you mute the A string and the high E string. And then you stick, to get that G7 plus 5, you stick your pinky on to get the D sharp, which is a nice jazzy sound. And then you go back down to C. So, okay, I've talked about this chord progression long enough. So here it is. I'll try to play it nice and fluidly. Threw in that little G7 at the end, but that's it basically. Okay, I hope that helps. I'm gonna look at some more videos I made on TikTok, and I'll be back soon. Bye for now.